A physicist friend once stated, "You must realize, Deepak, that time is just a cosmic convenience that keeps everything from happening all at once. This convenience is needed at the material level, but not at deeper levels. Therefore, if you could see yourself in your virtual state, all the chaos and swirling galaxies would make perfect sense. The whole cosmos has conspired to create you and me sitting here this very second." Nothing is more fascinating than to watch science blurring its edges into spirit. Miracles indicate that reality doesn't begin and end at the material level. In the Gospel of Thomas, Jesus says that his role in life is to point the disciples away from the rule of the five senses, which are totally confined to space-time. To quote, "I shall give you what no eye has seen, and what no ear has heard, and what no hand has touched, and what has never occurred to the human mind." In the blurring of the quantum and the miraculous, a single reality is beginning to emerge. Here, a famous remark by Einstein. Quote, "I want to know how God thinks. Everything else is a detail." End quote. Because he was a rare visionary, I hope that Einstein would accept as a start the following map of how God thinks. Virtual domain equals the field of spirit. Quantum domain equals the field of mind. Material reality equals the field of physical existence. If you feel secure with these terms, you can clear up mystery after mystery. Let me give an example. Some decades ago, an Italian army officer was taken to the Shrine of Lourdes. He was suffering from bone cancer in its most advanced metastasized stage. One hip joint had all but dissolved. The officer took the holy waters along with thousands of other pilgrims who flocked to the site. Over the next few months, his cancer was miraculously healed. This did not just entail the malignancy disappearing, his entire hip joint regrew. Medical science has no explanation for such a thing, and the Italian military officer became one of the authenticated healings attributed to the Virgin Mary at Lourdes. I believe around 70 of these have been scientifically verified. If we refer to our model, this healing involves a unique event. All three levels of reality were in communication. The soldier's body and his cancer were on the material level. His prayers were on the quantum level. God's intervention came from the virtual level. In one sense, this seems to make a miracle seem very clinical. But in another sense, it makes everything a miracle. Stars, mountains, monarch butterflies, and a single skin cell all depend on the same open lines of communication. A real theory of everything would instruct us in the art of living on all three levels of reality with equal power and security. Saints strive to get to that point. It is the true meaning of enlightenment. Religious trappings offend many rigorous scientists, but do we have to have any? I remember as a young doctor reading about a patient suffering from terminal cancer who was cured literally by an injection of saline, ordinary salt water. He had entered the hospital, his body completely disfigured by swollen malignant lymph nodes. This was in the 50s, when medicine was riding a crest of optimism about finding a cure for cancer very quickly. This man was desperate to be given the latest wonder treatment, known as cryobiosen. His doctor despaired of wasting the drug on someone who would probably be dead before the week was out. But out of pity, he arranged for a single dose of cryobiosen and injected it on a Friday. On Monday morning, the patient was jubilant. Every trace of cancer had vanished. His lymph nodes had returned to normal, and he felt completely well. Stunned, his doctor released him as cured, knowing full well that a single dose of cribriazin could not possibly have made a difference over a few days. After some time, the patient read in the newspaper that testing on cribriazin had proved ineffective. Within a matter of days, his cancer returned, and once again he entered the hospital in a terminal state. His doctor had nothing to give him, so he told the man that he would be injected with the, quote, new improved cribriazin, while in reality giving him nothing but saline solution. Again, the man was healed in a matter of days. For the second time, he left without evidence of cancer in his body. The story doesn't have a happy ending, because when he later discovered that all hope for cribriazin was abandoned, he contracted lymph cancer for the third time, and this time he died rapidly. But the essence of the story is this: spirit acts by flowing from the virtual to the quantum to the material level. This is what all miracles have in common, whether they occur with religious trappings or not. Faith in God is a way of opening the lines of communication beyond the material. So is prayer or hope. If there is ever going to be a science of miracles, it begins with intangibles that are rooted in spirit. Once again, I gaze upon the great pyramid of Cheops. Only this time, I see several ideas. The first is sheer spiritual audacity. Human beings aspire to be more than human. The other is wonder. Sacred sites tell us that we are wondrous creatures who should be doing wondrous works. And you can still see that here. The vertical assembly building at the Kennedy Space Center is tall enough to hold a Saturn V moon rocket upright and has proportions boggling the mind. This building is also an idea. The idea that we will find our origins and our cosmic family. Giant rockets blast off. If a single bacterium comes back from deep space, we will have found our own cosmic seed. As the old myths wear out, new ones spring up in our souls. We crave to know that we are sacred once again. The deepest levels of the quantum domain are the common ground where our hands reach out to touch God. What we touch is divine, but it is also ourselves.